The Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers truly in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very warm greeting to all the saints and my friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I'm real pleased to come into your home or your automobile as you drive along the highways to have another short visit with you. In fact, some have mentioned how this broadcast was just like having a visit with me and my family. One disadvantage, of course, is the fact that I am unable to hear you when you would like to speak back to me. But there's one way you could let me know if you're with me on these weekly visits each Friday night, and that is to pick up a pen and write me a few lines and express your sentiments about the broadcast. Let me assure you that those letters which we receive are given personal and prompt attention. By all means, continue to pray that God will send forth laborers into his harvest and that he will bless those who are doing their best for him. The time has come when we should not wait to see what others are going to do, but we should do ourselves that which the Spirit of God leads us to do. Too often we think we will get around to doing certain things we would like to do at a more convenient season. No promise is given that such a time will ever come. Now this brings me to our text for today, found in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Altogether too often does one compare himself with others, which he sets up as a standard, and because of this comparison he goes away with a feeling of self-satisfaction, when in reality the basis of his comparison is not justified. Most people like to be considered wise, but here is one thing which has to be constantly guarded against, and the Scriptures teach us that those who allow themselves to do this are not wise. Unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others, Christ spoke the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, Luke 18:9. The Pharisee went up to the temple to pray, not because he felt himself to be a sinner and in need of pardon, but to secure the esteem and respect of those around him. His worship was prompted by self-interest. He was full of self-praise. This shone forth in the manner in which he approached God and also in his words. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Thus he began his prayer by the comparison of himself with others. He noted their failures and faults, and in doing so this seem to make his good deeds all the more righteous. The failures and sins of one does not justify disobedience in another. God does not excuse us because others have failed to give heed to his call. It is not necessary to degrade others in order to elevate ourselves, for in so doing we are not wise. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. God saw the motive and purpose of this prayer, and I am sure that neither his favor nor approval accompanied this Pharisee as he went down to his house that day. On the other hand, this publican may have accompanied others to the temple to pray, but he soon withdrew from their company, no doubt with a great sense of guilt upon his heart and a feeling that he was wholly unworthy to even stand in the presence of others while he sought to make his approach to God and ask for his favor and pardon. He did not compare himself with others. In fact, the weight of his sins and condemnation pressed so heavily upon him that it mattered little to him how others prayed or acted. The foremost thought in his mind was to obtain forgiveness for his own deeds. This peace of mind and heart was forthcoming shortly, for this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Luke 18:14. And speaking of wisdom, look at Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13 through 17. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Then, too, let us take a good look at Goliath and David as recorded in 1 Kings 17. In verse 42, when Goliath had seen David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. Here he drew his comparison between himself as a mighty warrior and this tender-footed and unskilled fighter, David. Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? Then he proceeded to boast of the things he would do with this lad's body and how he would feed it to the fowls. No doubt this boastful threats were sufficient to cause a hard and well-seasoned soldier to tremble in his shoes. But this lad drew near with a steadfast trust anchored only in God's ability to save him and his people. In verse 45 he said, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. So again we see that this comparison which Goliath made and this boastful self-sufficiency led to his own downfall. Now another word of caution seems to be in order. After Peter had confirmed his love for the Savior, he was given the command by the Savior to follow me. Immediately Peter began to form a question by way of comparison between himself and the disciple John. Lord, and what shall this man do? See John 21:21. It was not his obligation to tell John what to do, neither is it ours to force others to do the thing which God has himself designed for us to do. Now let us take one more look at the Word of God, this time at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now, let us pause for a moment of prayer. Our Father, we come to thee with humbleness of heart, seeking thy favor, and in doing so, we pray that your blessings may be upon all those out in Radio Land within the sound of this broadcast. and for those who are troubled in heart because of their own failures, we pray that as they seek the truth, you would reveal the light to them for Christ's sake. Amen. Now a song for you entitled, When I Looked Up and He Looked Down, sang by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Manuel Mitchell, and Troy Gentry.
I was wandering far from Jesus in the paths of sin and shame.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down,
and he looked down, I had never sought salvation, thus or trusted in his name.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down,
he looked down, when I looked up,
yes, I looked up, and he looked down,
and he looked down.
And praise the Lord,
I really am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound.
Yes,
when
I looked up,
and he looked down.
And some of these days I know I'll wear a beautiful shining crown. I had reached a sorry station in this wilderness below.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down.
And he looked down. I had wasted all my substance and my hope was sinking low.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up,
and he looked down.
And he looked down. And praise the Lord,
I really am heaven bound.
I'm heaven bound. Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up,
and he looked down. And some of these days I know I'll wear a crown. All my burdens have been lighter ever since I changed my way.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down,
and he looked down. I am walking in his favor and I praise him for the day.
When I looked up,
when I looked up,
and he looked down.
Yes, I looked up.
Yes, I looked up,
and he looked down,
and he looked down,
and praise the Lord,
I really am heaven bound,
I'm heaven bound,
yes, I looked up,
yes, I looked up,
and he looked down,
and he looked down, and some of these days I know I'll wear a crown.
Thank you for the beautiful song. Friends, I want to tell you that you are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have enjoyed the broadcast, I would like to hear from you wherever you may be. And if you would like a copy of today's message in typewritten form, you may have one free of charge by requesting message number 4165. It is not necessary to send money to receive this copy. We reproduce a number of them on our own stencil machine to be mailed each week. It is done right here in our own home, and we're glad to mail them to you as the Lord provides. Address, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And continue to pray that God will bless His Word and cause the seed to be sown in good and honest hearts. Until next Friday night, this is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker, Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
And Patsy.
And Willie Eugene.
And Lynn Sidney.
Say, may God bless you each and every one, and a pleasant good night.